During the three-day conference, military and civilian officials are talking about the thorny issues of forming a national army and the integration of the paramilitary forces and all former rebel groups into one army. Unifying the army is one of the framework political agreements signed between the military forces and civilian leaders in December last year. Addressing the participants at Friendship Hall in Khartoum on Sunday, General Al-Burhan reiterated the military's commitment to pursue a unified army under civilian rule and warned against politicizing the process.
We would like to build an army that is committed to the standards that are practiced in every democratic system.
Al-Burhan orchestrated a military coup in October 2021. Since then, pro-democracy groups have led protests against the military rulers and demanded that the military hand over power to civilians. Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, deputy head of the Sovereign Council, who heads the Paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, reiterated his commitment to the civilian leadership and the reintegration of the RSF during the transitional period at the opening of the conference.
We have accepted the reintegration process with full awareness. We have benefited from the humanitarian experiences within our African region and the world at large. There are similar reintegration processes that have occurred around us, even though their situations are different from the Sudanese reality.
Conference participants are expected to come up with a time frame for reintegration of all armed groups into one army per the Juba Peace Agreement. Khalid Omar Youssef, a spokesperson for the ongoing political process, stressed the need for all Sudanese to engage in a peace process.
We are meeting here as Sudanese who have our common interest for the future of our country. This shows our joint keenness to protect our country and shows our continued efforts to place it back in its original and worthy position through its great people, its vast resources, and its unique geographical location.
Those attending the conference are signatories to the framework agreement, including regular forces, armed groups, and specialists. Volker Perthes, who heads the United Nations mission in Sudan, stresses the importance of reaching a common understanding that includes military, intelligence, and police reforms, along with integration and security arrangements. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum.